KSB covers the candidates. Each weekday at this time, you'll hear from one of the candidates vying to replace the retiring Lois Capps to represent California's 24th Congressional District. Tonight, KCSB reporter Megan Shakespeare speaks with candidate John Ubersacks, an independent.
My name is John Ubersacks, and I'm an anti-war, anti-Wall Street candidate for Congress in our district. The reason I'm running for Congress is because we're in a very grave situation in this country where we have been at war for 15 years. And I think there's no question, but we are running a country as a military empire. And I'm doing this because I feel vitally concerned, not just for the sake of our country, but for the future of young people who, as a college teacher, I feel a very strong personal commitment. I'm the only voice opposing wars and militarism in this race. And for that terribly important question not to be discussed just is not acceptable to me. So I want to give people a chance to actively do something about militarism by voting against war. And I can do that by being on the ballot as an anti-war candidate.
Students at UCSB recently marched to protest high tuition costs and student loan debt. What do you think about attempting to reduce student debt and or the cost of college education?
I think that both reducing student debt and cutting the cost of college education are extremely vital questions, high priority issues today. I want your listeners to know that I feel so strongly about this and have for many years that I've founded an advocacy group called Californians for Higher Education Reform to address these issues, and I've taken a leading role on both questions. There's really two things. Dealing with people who already have student loans and then preventing people from having to acquire new ones. So the answer is the crucial issue is to cut the cost of college education. And I'm convinced we can cut tuitions in half. And the reason, by using common sense steps that I outline on the website of Californians for Higher Education Reform. One place to start is by ending diploma discrimination. No one should ever have to go to an employer who says, I won't hire you because you don't have a college degree. That's illegal. It's blatant discrimination, and you should be able to say, give me an aptitude test and let me show that I'm qualified. And if you're qualified, they cannot legally decline to hire you. It needs to be taken to court. As soon as that happens, one case will overturn the whole house of cards. The universities won't have a monopoly over education anymore. And people will not have to get a bachelor's or a master's degree simply to get a job. When they don't have a captive clientele, the universities will then have to drop their tuitions to compete. And they can do it easily by using more standardized video courses that can be developed by one vendor and then used in every university. The reason the universities, and UC in particular, resist that is because of the powerful teachers' unions who simply don't want to lose work. So because these old fogies want to keep their jobs, the students are being held hostage and forced to pay high tuitions, which they then subsidize with the student loans and their own lifetime debt. That's morally wrong and it's unnecessary. It amounts to a wealth transfer between the younger generation and the older generation. We simply should phase out the student loan program, and again, the universities won't have this easy money. If you cannot, for example, let's say USC, I know you're at a public university, but at USC the fees and tuitions are $50,000 a year. And the students are borrowing money. When they can't get the money, they'll have to go back to USC and bargain and say, the most we can pay is $10,000 a year because we don't have loans. And of course, the universities will immediately, overnight, find ways to drop their tuition with all kinds of devices like interchangeable credits. A favorite plan of mine is to allow every student to pass out of any course that they can pass out of. It should be a no-brainer. That's just a sampling. And now, what about the people who already have loans? Then we have to start considering legislative and legal and judicial recourse. So, I mean, your students I just this weekend met a person whose life was in ruins because of unpaid student loans. And that's just one of thousands and thousands of stories. Her whole life is revolving around the fact that she's no longer able to get a credit card. She's living under the radar. She's avoiding foreclosures and so on. This has got to end. And we need judicial action. We need the students and the debtors, the young adults with these loans, to organize and become a powerful political force. They can get a bailout for some of the loans, and they can even take judicial action against some of the worst offender universities. A class action suit, start recouping some of their illicitly gained losses. So start going after, look at the endowment fund of Harvard University, which is huge and vast amounts of money. And I don't want to oversell that. I don't think we should try to destroy the universities, but I think some punitive action would be enough to kind of wake them up and stop these pirate-like practices of preying on unsuspecting students with student loans.
You're listening to KCSB News. I'm Megan Shakespeare, speaking with John Ubersex, a candidate for Congress. Now, my next question is, protecting the environment is very important to people on the Central Coast. What do you think are some of the largest environmental issues, either locally or nationally, and how do you plan to address them?
Of course, I share with that. That's why I'm living on the Central Coast, too. I'm very close to nature and have always been. Now, I don't think it can escape any of our attention. I guess younger people have less of a historical base, but the weather patterns are definitely changing. Up here in the San Luis Obispo area, there's a lot of still forests, and you can drive by the hills and see that half the trees have died because of the drought. That's the bark beetles come in once the trees get stressed out because of the drought. And it's changing whole ecosystems over the course of a few years. So it's time to start, I don't want to use the word drastic action, but it's time to take focused, concerted, high-priority action to combat the effects of global warming and the accumulation of greenhouse gases. Now, far too much attention is paid to cutting back on fossil fuel use. That's obviously a big part of the solution. But what's not being talked about enough is such programs as reforestation. We need to start finding areas that were once heavily wooded and prioritize reconstructing the forested habitat. So that's more generally my positive message on the environment is I think the key to everything is to get people back out interacting with natures, because then they'll have a love of nature and an instinctive attunement as natural creatures. They'll want to protect the environment. We won't consider ourselves alienated from it and as aggressors and opponents. Nature will tell us what to do when we tune back into it. So we need to get young people in nature programs, things like scouting, beef up the national park system, and so on.
Now, Mr. Ubersex, what other issues besides what we've already talked about do you think make you stand out from your other opponents?
The number one issue right now is war. We are in seven wars right now. We're conducting these horrible drone strikes that are injuring civilians. And, you know, half of the problem is that we're letting the drone strikes with the CIA. They're not being done. Pakistan and Yemen drone strikes are not being conducted by our armed forces. They're being conducted by the CIA. They're secret. But that they're not secret. We are the greatest military empire this planet has ever seen. And what I'm here to tell people is that we have to stop it because our government won't.
What past experiences do you have personally, professionally, or politically that make you qualified to be a member of Congress?
Well, it's a combination of things. I referred to the fact that I, for 6 years, have directed an advocacy group on the improving college education, making it more affordable. I've worked as a policy scientist at one of the premier think tanks in the country. It's called the RAND Corporation. And in that capacity, did high-level policy analysis and also consulted with government agencies, state and federal. In fact, I also have experience consulting with the Department of Defense, and that gives me some insight into how they work and what is needed to change the dominance of our military-industrial complex. Another unique feature of my experience is pretty solid background in United States history. And so I've done some work uncovering the history of the anti-war movement, particularly in the 19th century. And that and an appreciation for even for ancient history. I have, to some extent, specialized in the history of ancient Greece and ancient Rome. And the reason that matters is twofold. First, because our country is paralleling those two cultures, and we can learn and not make the same mistakes they made. But also because the founding fathers and founding mothers of our country were deeply steeped in the traditions and writings of ancient Greece and Rome.
What should voters know about you that you haven't shared much in your campaign?
I'll just tell you what comes to mind is that I write a lot, and I write is that I believe in vision. I believe that we as human beings have the ability to form a vision of the future. That's a gift we have. It's a kind of creative imagination. And we need to look inward and come up with our own vision of the world as it should be, as we want it to be. And then believe that that vision exists precisely so that we can start to make it happen. And so I see myself, I guess for lack of a better term, a visionary. But even more, I believe in visions and believe in eliciting from other people their visions. And then we put those out on the table and we work together to come up with a common vision.
KCSB News covers the candidates. That's KCSB's Megan Shakespeare speaking with John Ubersax, an independent who is running to represent California's 24th district in Congress.